This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, you are welcome to 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And evidently, there's a stripper shortage. I don't know exactly what that entails. I actually have never once in my life been to a strip club.
Me either.
I've only been twice.
I thought they were popular, you know, but most of the people I know have never been to a strip club.
Well, again, it's something that people are uncomfortable with.
I'm not uncomfortable with it. But if I want to see a girl naked, there are easier ways to do that than...
Been throwing your money at them?
Yeah.
I think they just seem kind of like sausage fest. Like, I don't really like straight bars in general. I don't like a extremely male-like... you know, it's going to be mostly males there. Even more.
Obviously.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then they're just going to be ready for whatever. And then, like, you're the target because you're not a stripper, so it's not hands off.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know. It doesn't make me uncomfortable. It just never sounded like a funner bar than, like, a gay bar.
So they did say that on ZeroHedge.com, says national exotic dancer shortage forces New Orleans strip club to offer signing bonuses. Joe Biden's universal basic income is worsening the unprecedented nationwide labor shortage that even strip clubs face difficulties in hiring.
Well, it's not a universal basic income yet.
Are they talking about, like, the child tax credit that they're going to spread out? Is that what they're...
I don't know.
So what do they say? What do they mean when they say the universal basic income?
I presume they're referring to the push from the left for there to be a universal basic income instead of just these $1,000 stimulus checks every so often to just give one every month. I don't know what realistic chance that has of passing or if Biden administration supports it or not.
I was pretty sure that the one for the child income credit did pass, that if you have a kid as the parent, you'll get a certain amount, and for every child, you'll get $250. And the first deposit is supposed to start on July 15th for people.
And they're going to give this every single month?
Every single month. I would qualify if I calculated $800.
For all three kids, even though one is 16?
Yep, until he's 18, I would qualify for it. And there's no way to opt out.
The government is just going to send you a check?
It's supposed to be deposited. Once a month. And that's what I was reading not too long ago about it. And it was like $250 per child and so much for me.
That's insane.
I thought so, too. But they said that what they're going to do is do that instead of give a large child tax credit. Because I think, like, the child tax credit is like $2,600 or $3,600 per kid that you're supposed to get back on taxes. And so they were just going to divide it through the months and you were going to get it monthly.
Well, that's probably... okay for people who are fiscally irresponsible, but I know a lot of people look forward to tax season.
They're like, yeah, I'm getting $8,000.
Yeah, what I hate about it is that they're like, I'm getting $8,000 back, but you're not getting it back. You're just getting it.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And I can't stand that about the entire thing. They're like, oh boy, I'm so happy. It's tax time. And I'm like, man. You suck.
What do you mean you're not getting it back?
Because they never paid that much in.
They didn't pay anywhere near that amount of money. And most of these people who pay maybe $500-$600 a year in income taxes.
And since they have children, they get that tax credit, that child tax credit for each child.
And it's because small business owners are subsidizing that because they can't utilize these massive loopholes that people like Microsoft is able to utilize because they don't have the attorneys for it. So they're just getting... raked over the coals in taxes, and they end up paying in so that these people with six kids can get $10,000 back or whatever.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay, that makes a lot more sense. Because any time I have gotten tax money back, I've just, I don't know, I never sat there and calculated it But I guess it does seem like a lot. I've never gotten $10,000.
Well, no, it's having kids.
Yeah.
It gets you that massive
and
amount of money.
They stopped it. They used to get a full child income tax credit for each child, but they do now it's like after the second child, you don't get a full one. You get like $700. So if you have like 10 kids, then you only get two full income credits plus $700.
What is the income credit?
It's like $3,600.
Jesus. Just for having a kid. $3,600.
For having a child.
Just for having a child.
Yeah.
That's $300 a month, right?
Yeah, well, they count. Yeah, it was like I was supposed to get, like, when I count, I read the article, and it was like, oh, you're it was like, calculate what you'll get. And I was like, here's me, and I have three kids. What would I have gotten? And it's like $800 a month. And I was like, seriously, for what? Like, why would you give me that?
Because they're the government, and they're crazy.
Well, if they're feeding all of us, and they're giving us all their money, or our income, then we have to do what they say.
When did you say that this was supposed to start going?
July 15th.
Okay, so just a month after the extension of the unemployment benefits ends.
Yep, that's exactly right.
That's not good.
That's convenient. I didn't think about that.
Well, it would be more convenient if it ended, you know, the same day or whatever, but it's still not good for the employers out there who are actually trying to hire people, because now you presumably you can make more money just by having children.
Exactly.
And that's not the sort of thing that, I don't know, it's not going to lead to a very productive and successful society to pay people. Of course, the U.S. government is already doing this.
Yep.
There's been the child tax credit for at least as long as I've been aware of a child tax credit. But it's not good. And the way the government keeps implementing these programs to hand out more and more and more money, it's just deflating the value of the USD. It's making it worth less and less. So when you go to the grocery store, that $250, it used to buy a whole lot more. But now you go to the grocery store, it doesn't buy nearly as much. And you have a hard time putting your finger on why. Why is everything so much more expensive? I'm making so much more money, but you're not.
No, you're not. And have you ever, when we go in the grocery store, we get to the register, and whoever's with me, except for Molly, I'm like, how much do you think it will be? And we used to be like, I don't know, $40, $50, $60. And now it's never, no one ever guesses like under $80. They're like $80, $100, $110. And it's always more than we guess. And it's like the same items we've been buying for years.
Well, that's inflation in practice.
Yep.
It's unfortunate that most people don't realize that it's happening. They just hear, oh, $15 an hour national minimum wage? Absolutely.
Sign me up.
Yeah, not realizing that, you know, that $15 an hour is going to buy less at the end of things than your $10 or whatever you're making now is.
And I wonder how that $15 an hour minimum wage is going to affect the people who qualify for food stamps or state assistance, Medicaid or Medicare, whatever they call it. Because you can only make so much in order to get that assistance. And if you make $15 an hour, even as a part-time worker, you're going to make over their minimum, the maximum requirements. So a lot of that is going to
I imagine they would just increase the requirements.
Which is so silly.
It is. I mean, but their whole game is silly. Where they've been paying people more to sit at home and do nothing for the last year than they could possibly make out there in the workforce.
Yes, absolutely.
The entire economy is at the mercy of the U.S. government and its ability to print money.
And they don't even know that. They don't even realize that that's the case. They're just excited to get that check.
Yes, they were very excited to get that first $1,200 stimulus check. And I remember advising people, not advising, but, you know, throwing the idea out there that it may be a good idea to use that money to buy Bitcoin. And Bitcoin at the time, of course, was worth about $7,700. Now it's worth something like, yesterday it was $32,000. More than four times what it was worth when they bought it. So if anyone had done that and then, you know, sold that Bitcoin yesterday, they would have profited about $4,000-ish. Or they would have turned that $1,200 into $4,800, I suppose is a better way of putting it. Which buys a whole lot more.
You can get some groceries.
Yeah, you can actually get some. Instead of buying that stupid television that you don't need or want, or that you don't need, why not invest in something that is only going to become more valuable relative to the USD as the USD steadily becomes less valuable because the government just creates more and more of it every single day?
And also, it's literally taking it away from the government's ability to use it for war if you put it into Bitcoin.
Yeah, but even then, I don't think that's going to, you know, inspire the average person to get into Bitcoin. I think so. Hey, the reason that your stuff is so expensive when you go to the grocery store is because your money sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Use the money that doesn't suck, and it will actually be cheaper over time. But they're not listening. 603-283-6160 if you want to.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
I don't welcome to... Hey,
I missed my mute button. That's why.
I was like, I don't hear anything.
Good job, Angie. I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, I just missed my mute button. So anyway, why on earth would there be a stripper shortage or an exotic dancers shortage? I don't know. Maybe they don't like being called strippers, or maybe they're not strippers. Maybe they are just exotic dancers. I guess there is a difference between the two, but...
Is there a difference? I thought they were the same thing. You go to a strip club and they're hired as exotic dancers.
Yeah, I thought they were the same, too.
Well, I've never been to a strip club, so I'm just...
You're not missing out. They have boobs, and that's it.
Well, that...
And some of them aren't even pretty.
Yeah, but they're naked.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I mean...
That's a lot, though.
Some of them aren't. Some of them still have to wear their bottom half. Okay. So, I mean, some of them aren't full nudity. Some of them are just topless.
I think it was Ron White who pointed out that, you know, once you've seen one woman naked, you kind of want to see them all naked.
Yeah, I remember that skit.
So, for that reason alone, I could see going to a strip club, except there are significantly easier ways to see women naked than going and paying a strip club for that.
There are free ways.
There are free ways. I mean, internet porn is a thing, and that's generally free unless you're stupid and pay for it. I used to know a dude who paid for porn. It was the weirdest thing. And it wasn't like any kind of weird or unusual porn. It was just, he just...
Isn't there like this like, I don't know what the name of the service is now, but like where you can, like the average Joe could get like an account and people will pay you for your pictures?
Well, yes.
What is it called?
OnlyFans.
Yes. What is that? I've never...
It's sort of like Twitter, except for not safe for work pics. And yes, they do pay. They subscribe, and I think you can still sell pictures individually, or they just get whatever you have available to your subscribers. I don't know, never having used it.
I've never used it either, but just based off of seeing, like, celebrities have scandals and stuff like that from using it, I know that there is some that just would come with a subscription and some that would have, like, a hint, like, they would have some kind of a caption and you'll have to pay to uncover it.
I don't see the point. I mean, unless it's... The only person I've ever known who had an OnlyFans was a previous coworker of mine who regularly sent me nudes of herself anyway. A number of other coworkers did find out that she had it, and they signed up for her OnlyFans, and I always loved lauding it over them. Yeah, well, she
I got them anyway.
Anyway, so...
And it didn't cost you anything.
But I understand why they, in their circumstances, you know, thinking she was attractive and, you know, wanting to have sex with her or whatever, would sign up for her OnlyFans. But still, you could just establish a connection with her and she'll give them to you for free.
But we learned from that one guy that called in, there are some guys that will just never get what it understand what it takes to, you know, hit on a girl.
Oh, yeah, the one that was talking about he was glad he wore a mask.
Yeah, the incel. Yeah, he was saying that he liked wearing a mask.
Yeah, because they can't see my face.
They can't see me sweating.
Yeah, or something like that.
That's still so bizarre to me. But someone who isn't regularly out there interacting with women and hitting on women is going to be nervous. I've been rejected plenty of times.
We all have.
Yeah, I mean, you're always going to be nervous when you do it, when you ask someone out. That's just going to happen, but you should still be confident enough in yourself to be able to do that and able to safely deal with the consequences of that without retreating to your basement/dungeon to play World of Warcraft or whatever.
Me and some of my friends used to always say, like, not traditionally hot guys are usually so hot if they have good personalities, but they've been told by society that, like, if they're a little chubby or, you know, whatever reason they're not traditionally hot, they always end up, like, dating some awful, you know, chick that thinks she can, like, do whatever she wants because he's ugly. But honestly, if you have a really good personality and you're, you know, ugly, you can still be hot in my book.
George Bernard Shaw pointed out at the end of Pygmalion, I don't know how to pronounce it, I've never actually had to pronounce that until right this moment, that...
I've never heard of it.
It's really good. It's one of the plays he did. He pointed out in the epilogue that there has never been a person who was too ugly to find a spouse if they really wanted to find a spouse.
I completely agree.
I agree.
It's just a matter of them not really wanting to, or them just...
They have expectations.
In their own way.
Yeah, that's it.
You're standing in your own way, absolutely.
Or their expectations are unreal. You've got these neckbeards covered in acne who live in basements playing World of Warcraft, slugging monster energy drinks and weighing 300 pounds who want to hook up with the supermodel.
Yep.
Which, sorry, dude, you've got to lower your standards a bit.
Yeah, there was this guy that worked at a grocery store with me, and I wouldn't say he was, like, so ugly. He was, like, chubby and really, really, like, quiet, but nice and funny. And he told one of our other coworkers that he doesn't think he'll ever get married because he only really wants to date, like, really, really hot girls. And my coworker was like, but you're cute. You can find someone. And he was just like, well, he was too shy, so... I don't know. He said he only would want to date a 10 because he thinks he has a lot to offer financially.
Well, then he will probably find a 10 at the grocery store.
It's a government grocery store.
But now, do you think he actually, I mean, if I would imagine that if he was financially well off, that he could probably find a 10 that would go for him for his money.
I think so, too. But also, it's just kind of like, I don't know, that's really shallow. You could just date somebody who's not a 10 to you if you liked them.
I'm fine if someone wants to be shallow, but don't be shallow. Don't expect a 10 and then lament the fact that you can't get a 10.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what you set your sight on. Then go after that and chase it until you got it. I don't care.
Yeah, bro.
But don't sit there complaining or sinking into depression or incel insanity because you can't get the 10 that you've been seeking. It's the problem that you created.
I absolutely think that guy did that because he was like one of me and my other friends, like, kind of friends, and we'd invite him over a lot, and he would just not come over a lot because he was always depressed. I bet that was seriously part, like, what you're saying. Like, he wasn't going after what he wanted, and he was just sinking into depression. Like, I really think that is true of that guy.
Well, it would be very easy for him to actually sit down and think about what he wants and, you know, to address the fact that he doesn't really want a 10. I wouldn't want to be heavily involved with a girl who is a 10. Or a 9 or 8 even, because that just creates an impossible expectation for me to live up to the worthiness of being with them, so to speak.
Not really. I guess that could be the case if they, like, are cocky or conceited. But if it's someone who is actually truly beautiful outside and then inside they are beautiful, then they're not really conceited or cocky. You know, they're going to be just your normal average Joe Smo that happens to be a knockout or a 10.
Excellent points.
I don't know. I've been with guys that I thought were, like, definitely under my league, and I've been with guys that I thought were, like, this, you know, at my league. And I would have to say the most shallow, worst one was the one that I thought was, like, okay, really, really hot, but he was really, really conceited. I don't know. I liked walking around with him because I felt like we looked like such a nice couple together.
Hot and conceited does sound like, you know, they would be shallow.
Mm-hmm.
I remember him telling me, like, I can only wear name brand shoes. Like, if I woke up and I wasn't wearing, like, Nikes or something, I would, like, pass out. And I was like, ew.
What a prima donna.
Yeah, prima donna.
It's unbelievable to me that people are running around out there like that. I don't get the materialism to that degree. I honestly don't. Do you get it? Maybe you can explain it to me. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's She Talk Live.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The company behind the Keystone XL pipeline is officially scrapping the project. Canada-based TC Energy decided to pull out after President Biden revoked its permit earlier this year. The company is promising to make sure they safely exit the project. The Keystone pipeline was slated to carry oil from Canada through Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska for the Gulf Coast and create over 10,000 jobs. President Biden says the United States is back and insists that democracies of the world are standing together. Biden in Great Britain for his first overseas trip as Commander-in-Chief. Speaking to U.S. Air Force personnel and families at a British military base, the president says,
"Our service members stationed around the world, you are the solid steel spine of America."
You're listening to USA Radio News. Virginia voters pick a Democratic nominee for governor.
Democrats on Tuesday nominated former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to face Republican Glenn Youngkin in the state's November gubernatorial election. Mr. McAuliffe jumped into the primary in December as the one to beat.
But let me tell you, folks, the road ahead is going to be long. It's going to be tough. The remnants of COVID are going to be with us for a long time. We have to build back a better, stronger Virginia.
Mr. McAuliffe beat four Democrat candidates to win the nomination. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
America is in the grips of a chicken wing shortage. Increased demand for wings over the past year, together with labor shortages, has brought a nationwide wing shortage. It's affecting restaurants and grocery retailers. In Texas, a supermarket is placing purchasing limits on chicken wings as of this week. Customers are limited to two packages of fresh or frozen wings per visit. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie, and Bonnie.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, because these are world-changing technologies. So world-changing that the federal government decided it was a great idea to kicking the door here and raid the Free Talk Live studio, because Free Talk Live has been talking about Bitcoin since 2010, about as early in the evolution of Bitcoin as the show could have been. It's world-changing technology. You should, if you haven't heard of it by now, I don't know what to tell you, but if you have heard about it and you want to learn about it, Bitcoin.com is where you need to go. It's got very short tutorial videos that teach you the basics of it, and you can dive in as deep as you want. They've got everything there, and if you already know about cryptocurrency, then check out news.bitcoin.com. That's where you'll find all the latest headlines relevant to cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com is your one source for everything cryptocurrency-related. Bitcoin.com. I haven't been there since March the 15th. Obviously, that was the last time I was able to go there. But it's always been one of my favorite sites, not just for news, but for all of the other awesome stuff that you can find at Bitcoin.com, some of which I don't think it's wise for me to mention, but if it's cryptocurrency related, it's probably at Bitcoin.com, and you can find it there. Bitcoin.com, awesome website. As I understand it, I don't remember what I was about to say. However, strippers Exotic dancers.
Yes.
Everyone's favorite topic.
There's a shortage of them. Imagine that.
Is there a strip club anywhere in New Hampshire?
There is. It's in Bedford. There's one in Bedford.
That's so random.
I know that there's one in Bedford because we stored our stuff here when we moved right next to the strip club.
That's so random. I feel like that's such a, like, I don't know, it's like a touristy, like, sweet-looking little town. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it's like. So it's like an upscale area, but it's a nice-looking place. It's not like a dive.
Wow. I've always been surprised that there wasn't one here in Keene.
Yeah, there should be one.
I'm sure there's one in Manchester, right?
I have no idea. I don't know of any. I would imagine so.
I don't go looking for strip clubs, so I don't know. But, I mean, like, I'm from the South and Memphis, Tennessee in general, where there are strip clubs everywhere.
Oh, and military towns in the South. That's pawn shops, strip clubs, and bars.
Yeah, that's pretty much
and barbershops.
Of everything that there is in Memphis.
Yes, see? Exactly.
Yeah.
I have a friend who was a stripper, and I asked her, I was just like, is it, like, what all do you have to do? Do you like it? Like, what do you have to do to be a stripper? And she said that the only downside she really can think of is, like, first of all, drinks should be free. Apparently where she was working, drinks for her weren't free. I don't know if they should be free, but anyways, like, you could just get somebody to buy your drink. Anyway, the thing she didn't like the most was having to give lap dances. She said that you really won't make that much money. You won't make enough money for it to be like, oh, well, a really good job unless you're doing lap dances. And she said she just doesn't like having to do them. And personally, I would never be able to do that. I just think that
a stripper?
Well, maybe be a stripper, but it would be so much more fun if I could just stay up on a stage and people were looking at me. But I just don't think I could give people I didn't know lap dances unless I just thought they were really hot.
I think that would be a lot of fun, hot or not. And that way, you know, because you're getting there, they're like immediately looking at you and you have all of their attention and they're like drooling about you and you're like, yes. When I was growing up, when I was a teenager, that was my goal. I was like, I'm going to be a stripper. And I was a thick girl, you know, so it wasn't like an ideal goal.
That's a good goal to have, though.
Yeah, well, my thing was, like, they just dance and make money, so hook me up with a job.
Thick isn't bad. Did you mean that badly?
I was too thick to be a stripper.
No, I didn't mean it badly at all.
Oh, no, I was talking about Angie. I just wanted to know how she meant it.
There's certainly plenty of places where one could be thick and be a stripper, but you're going to be more successful as a stripper, I would imagine, if you're not.
I don't know. There might be some person who that's their thing.
Yeah, there was this hot guy that went to high school with me. And, like, I always felt like maybe we had this connection, but, you know, it was, like, never really got to that point. And one of his friends told me he really prefers fat girls.
You know, I heard that about someone recently, too. Oh, no, I just wasn't fat enough.
I know someone who prefers fat girls. To each their own. I mean, I don't get it, but to each their own. We all have our preferences. I don't see. There's nothing wrong
with
that.
Exactly. Somebody said it's just a little more to hold on to.
I own a pair of pleasers. Do you guys know what those are?
No, I don't know what they are.
They're platform heels that have a platform on where your toes go, and then the heel is like this tall.
Oh my gosh.
6 inches tall. I wear it to a concert because I'm short, and it was the best idea ever.
That's a great idea.
It was a great idea.
I'm not really graceful in heels.
I've worn heels maybe twice in my entire life. It's just not my style.
Yeah.
And you would think with, you know, all the pentagram dresses and stuff like that, it would be more my style, but it really is a flip-flops for me.
Exactly. Barefoot or flip-flops?
I like sandals and stuff like that with skirts. Here's what I'm wearing right now, a skirt and some sandals.
No, I did used to go to the place to get where the strippers got their clothes and their shoes when I would go to the gay club and get shoes, and I would wear the big sandals, and they were like, oh, these are stripper shoes.
Pleasers is a brand. I love them.
I just think that if someone is judging me based on my footwear, then I'd have no interest in them anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Or if they're judging me based on the fact that they can see my toes or what my toes look like, then it's just, I don't know why you're bothering to judge me in the first place, because the fact that you judge me on these idiotic things makes me totally uninterested in you in the first place.
It's funny. I was working out the other day, and I had forgotten my shoes. And we were at the studio, and there was a group of three women, and the trainer was telling us to do certain moves. And she said, lay on your back, put your feet in the air, and then crunch up with the weight and touch your toes. And I was like, okay. And I put my feet in the air, and she said, oh, my God, Angie, your feet are so dirty. Did that come from my floor? I said, no, it came from my farm. So she was just like, do you wash them? I was like, yes, I do, but I go outside and do gardening barefoot.
That's rude.
I thought it was funny. Yeah, I was like, that's okay. I didn't care.
Well, I can see why it would be a valid question in the circumstances, because you're there doing yoga or exercise or whatever, and
yep.
It's like your feet are... Did you just return from the farm? I can understand some confusion in trying to understand the situation better. I probably would have asked, oh, well, did you just leave the farm? Instead of,
did you wash them? Well, we're that close. You know, she can be very blunt with me.
Oh, okay. That does change a lot.
All right. Back to the article from Zero Hedge about the national exotic dancer shortage. According to local news, Fox 8 New Orleans, Larry Flint's Hustler Club New Orleans is experiencing what they say is a national exotic dancer shortage. Like any business facing difficulties filling positions, the club is offering signing bonuses. We look forward to reverting back to a 7-day-per-week operation, just as we were prior to COVID, said Ann Kessler, the general manager. Kessler said, in order to do so, we need to ensure that we have an ample number of entertainers to sustain our guests, which is why we are implementing a signing incentive to both local and out-of-state entertainers. She said the club is offering up to a $1,000 signing bonus to any new or returning entertainer, or commonly known as a stripper.
$1,000 signing bonus? That's not bad.
Just for signing up. She goes on to say, believe it or not, New Orleans has everything besides exotic dancers at this time. I urge entertainers to contact me for their signing bonus as the city quickly gears up towards full capacity. The economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic on sex workers was some of the hardest hit. The stripping industry was decimated for more than a year as direct physical contact and gatherings were limited or banned by states or cities.
Yeah, it seems like the exotic dancer industry was entirely targeted by the COVID-19 restrictions. Everything they do requires crowds and close proximity.
Yep.
And I don't know about you, but if my stripper came out wearing a mask, I would just leave the club.
Yeah, I would wonder about that too, because you know, you can tell a lot if they're enjoying themselves or what kind of time they're having by their mouth. So if they're wearing a mask, you can't tell if they're like thinking, this sucks, I don't want to be here.
To me, the most important characteristic that you can tell about someone when they're not wearing a mask is whether or not they're a meth head.
Yeah, you can see their teeth.
Yeah, you can't tell that when they're wearing masks. We have a new person at my other job who I didn't know it until, you know, after work one day when the mask came off. I was like, okay.
Ian always says, like, you can't tell if girls walking around are hot anymore because of their masks. And I'm always just like, you're like the only boy that would say that I think.
Yeah, somebody, I don't know if I can agree entirely.
Somebody said that they liked it because the better faces look better.
603-283-6166.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you want. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We provide you with a platform to express your opinions, whatever they may be, on more than 200-ish radio stations across the United States. And if you value that, then check out the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That's what, I gotta pull this up, the microphone's in the way. That's what Arno Stackler did. He's a gold level amplifier, which means that Arno contributes at least between $10 and $25, or maybe it's just $10, I'm not 100% sure, but at least $10 per month to the AMP program. Of course, we don't ask that. All we ask is $5 per month to get in, and it's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote. Free Talk Live, hence its name. So if you value the ideas of liberty, if you value Free Talk Live, reaching more people, reaching more hearts, reaching more minds, then the AMP program is the best way to do that. Check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. Arno, thank you so much for your contributions. We hope you're enjoying the show. We hope you continue amplifying it. Speaking of enjoying things, though, I've never been to a strip club. I may go at one point just so I can say, okay, just so I can see what the experience is all about.
They have them at the festivals. You can go see them there.
What festivals?
In one of the tents at Pork Fest.
Really?
Nice. Yeah, they had it last year. I think it's Site 85 this year.
How did I not know? Well, I was.
They had them a few nights there. I'll have to tell you about that soon.
I was a bit busy last year, so maybe that was why.
Well, they're going to be there this year. You're in luck.
I'm going to be even busier this year.
I know you are, but it's at night, though, so you can go. And,
okay.
Yeah, it's in the evening.
Interesting. Now, is this the sort of stripping event that one would want to go to? Because I know they used to have a dome.
Yep, nope, not that.
But people no one in the dome that you wanted to interact with.
No, these are hired. They come in. Oh. They're not. I don't think that they're going to be attending. They come from Mass. And they come in and they play games and they do different things. And
wait, the strippers play games? Or like
yes, nope, yeah, with the people.
Nice, that's so fun. I would totally go to that, but I'm not going to Pork Fest.
Did this happen where I think it did?
At Gibson's tent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It did.
I didn't hang out a whole lot there.
Yeah, well, we had the poker game there.
Poker.
So they were like, you can't have the poker game because we're having the strippers tonight. And I was like, okay.
And ended up having both?
No, they didn't.
Aww.
No, once they left, then we went in and played poker.
I actually do play poker. I just didn't have any time to just sit down and play a bunch of poker mm-hmm. last year. Maybe I will this year.
Yeah, we're going to run a game.
Okay.
That'll awesome. Be fun.
I might check it out. I'm not very good at poker, but I know how to play it.
You don't have to be. Most of the people there are drinking too much.
Okay. Well, that
you'll be good.
That's helpful.
Yep. Back to this article. It says some strippers had enough savings and clientele to weather the pandemic, and others resorted to webcam modeling as supplemental income. Meanwhile, some slipped through the cracks and either left the industry to retool their skills in another industry or have been collecting Biden checks, unwilling to go back to work. Imagine that. Biden's paying strippers.
Well, that's progressive of him.
That's very nice. I think it's great. After trillions in Biden stimulus, millions of people are not seeking gainful employment, but sitting back waiting for the next stimmy check.
I don't think it's fair to blame Biden for all of that. I mean, this started under the Trump administration.
Yes, it did.
And Biden just sort of carried it on.
Did we get our first stimulus under Trump?
We did.
Yep, it was like June last year, July last year.
I got mine in May of last year.
Hmm.
And I got one additional $1,200 payment in December. There was supposed to be another $600 payment or something. I got a $1,400 and there was supposed to be another $600. But that appears to have been given to me via a debit card and was lost somewhere between the U.S. Treasury and my place.
Somebody said thanks for the $600.
Yeah, which is, it's amazing. It's not amazing, but it's a sign of the stupidity of government that they would just put $600 on a prepaid debit card and send them across the country and expect that to somehow work out.
Can you imagine how many people did not get theirs?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
That's something grandmas do. Like, I sent you a birthday card in the mail. Did you get... No, I never got your birthday card,
yeah,
Grandma.
I get that from my parents now. I'm gonna send a card in the mail. I'm like, okay.
The government is so in ups, and I can't imagine how many people didn't get theirs. I would expect there to be some sort of, hey, you have to enter at least the last four digits of your social in order to activate this or whatever, but that couldn't possibly have been the case unless someone stole it hoping to be able to use it, and that turned out to be the case, and then obviously they had no way to send it on.
They probably had the instructions in there with it. They probably said...
But they wouldn't have the last four of my social, presumably.
No, but I mean, I don't think that they... I think there was a PIN number that you had to call in and you set it up or something of that nature.
No personal identifying information required?
From the people who I heard got them, not that I know of. They didn't say that they had to do that. They just were able to activate them and use them.
How could this possibly have worked? How could the...
To the government giving away money.
Massive amounts of money to anyone who would take the debit card out of the mailbox.
The postal workers were very happy.
I'm sure they were.
Man, I should have been a postal worker last year. That was probably like the highest paying job.
I hear they're hiring. They're going to be sending out more, I'm sure.
Well, I suspect, you know, it's a bit of a risk game. You can't just take them all.
Yeah.
Or the post office, the postmaster general, like, hey, no one on your route, no one on your specific route got any of the cards.
Thing.
They're lying.
All of the others did.
It wasn't me. All right. It says strip clubs are no exception to the nationwide labor shortage, as they must offer signing bonuses. The dancer shortage is also hitting Las Vegas.
Hold on, because a question just occurred to me. I generally don't advocate stealing, but in the event of stealing one of these prepaid debit cards, are you stealing from the government? Or from the intended recipient?
Oh, that's a very good question. Me, personally, I would imagine that you're stealing from the recipient.
Me too.
Because it has already left the government and it's issued derived to you, so it's supposed
good
to
point.
Be yours.
Yeah.
I asked on Free Talk Live Friday, do you guys think it's immoral to steal from Walmart?
Yes, I think it's immoral to steal from Walmart.
What about you, Aria?
I would tend to agree.
It's just an interesting conversation online because they have insurance and they take their employees' bonuses if you steal too much from Walmart, because the employees, and I used to work at Walmart, so I know this is true, the employees will get a bonus if their department didn't get that much theft this year. If you got too much theft, oh, sorry, you didn't stop the enough stealing, so you don't get your bonus. I didn't get my bonus because I guess too many people stole from the hardware department when I worked at Walmart.
But you're not allowed to stop a theft in progress.
Exactly.
If you work at Walmart.
So I think that there is actually like a little bit of a argument that it's not immoral to steal from Walmart. But that being said, I accidentally let a customer steal $400 from my register once, and Walmart understood that I was just really dumb, and they didn't take it out of my paycheck. So I kind of have this, like, all right, Walmart, I don't hate you.
It's one of those quick change scams where someone, like, handed you a bunch of hundreds or whatever and requested change back, and then they gave you more bills and then requested more bills back until they ended up $400 up.
No, it's similar. $400
would be a lot for that. I mean, usually it's like $20 or something.
No, it was this really nice lady that came in, and she had told me she worked for CVS, and they use a similar system as what I was using. And I was just checking out, taking somebody's lunch break for them from the garden center. And so I'm not normally a cashier. So she was like, I need to reload my Walmart credit card. And I was like, oh, I don't know how to do that. Let me call my manager really fast. Sorry. And she's like, oh, I used to work at Walgreens. So it suddenly wasn't Walgreens or CVS. It was Walgreens. And I thought about that, but she was just so nice and talking so fast. She was just like, oh, I can explain it to you. You just got to press this. And so I feel so stupid, like, admitting this, because I was like, oh, cool. I don't have to call her. Thanks. And I reloaded her credit card with $400.
Didn't give you the $400 in cash?
I don't know how it was supposed to happen, but so they watched
the videos,
and they said, like, we never saw you take $400 out and give it to someone, but it was during you were logged in, $400 was missing. And, like, while they were sitting there telling me that, I was like, I didn't take $400. And then it all came back to me. I was like, oh, I know how this happened. I don't know.
And you remembered.
Yeah.
I know I was $5,000 short one time when I counted the safe down at a credit union that I worked at. And I spent like an hour and a half, and the manager like went through everything, and we couldn't find it. And she was like, you're going to get fired for this. And I was like, yeah, I know. It's like the assistant had teller. And she was like, let me review the book. And she went to the ledger, and she flipped the page back. And that was like after an hour and a half of me in tears. And she said, are you serious, Angie? I said, what? You copied the number wrong from the previous day. I was like, oh, thank goodness, thank you, thank you. I don't remember her name, but I was so excited about that.
It's always a sinking feeling when money that you're responsible for, because I had to deal with this a lot at work, it doesn't come out right. Like, even if it's just $20, it's like, I just lost someone $20.
Exactly.
Like, and it's like, I don't, it was just a mistake on my part, but there's nothing I can do to fix it.
Nope, that's it.
I deserve to get that $400 taken away, but they didn't, so.
Well, you made a mistake.
They have insurance.
Yeah, they have insurance.
What are your thoughts on all of this? Is it immoral to steal from Walmart? 603-283-6160. More coming up. This is Free Talk 5.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.